Look at verse 26. Actually, I say verse 25 first. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And there's groanings again. It's a different word in the Greek than the groanings of the earth, just in case you think they're connected. A little bit they are. Here's how they are. The earth is pitching and heaving. And so Paul likens it to lament. When just, oh, how long, Lord? You know, as if there was some kind of sound on a violin that you would match to videos of storm on the screen. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine storm and what kind of sound that would be? You know, something like somebody really hitting on the strings and just the sound of storm, groaning. But then he talks about this human and that the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And then we talked about this in the Bible study on Thursday night. And we got on the subject of tongues. I don't know if you're familiar with the phrase. You ought to be. We've gone through 1 Corinthians. So in the book of Acts, people speak in languages that other people present hear. Elsewhere, when Paul's writing, he says, whether I speak to you in the tongues of men or of angels, if I do not have love, right? You know that from heading toward 1 Corinthians 13, right? And then you have this idea, and a lot of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is all about that. And we talked back and forth and back and forth, except this verse here, the Spirit intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. It's often used as a proof text for people who say, tongues is a prayer language, and when I say these sounds, that's me praying just like in other places in Scripture. It doesn't quite lend itself to that, though. Okay, the word stenagmos is it means groaning or sigh. Okay, so it says the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. The word stenagmos comes from a root that is stenazo. It's a sigh or a groan. It means to express grief by inarticulate or semi-articulate sounds. To groan, inarticulate, semi-articulate sounds. Specifically, this verse. It comes from a stem of another word that's histemi, and here's this is interesting where this word comes from. So if you figure it's all built on the root of this one very old, very used word, histemi, to cause or to make, to stand, to place, to put, to set. To bid, to stand by, to set up in the presence of others, in the midst before judges, before members of the Sanhedrin, to place, to make firm, to fix, to establish, to cause a person or thing to keep his or its place, to stand, to be kept intact. It's spoken of a family, of a kingdom, to escape in safety, to establish a thing, to cause it to stand, to uphold or sustain the authority or force of anything. The Spirit inside of you, interceding on your behalf, setting you there. And all you got is... How many people, when you deal with a child and the child doesn't like what they hear and they go, "Aw, man," right? When there's something inside of you and the stuff that's going on around you is more than you can get your head around and it's more than you can wrap your words around and all you have is your head and your hand and it's God. The Holy Spirit inside of you going, you know? And God, the Father in heaven going, "I know." The Holy Spirit saying, "Lord, David lacks the words right now to say that his children are getting on his last nerve. And you cannot have an effective minister who's being done for murder. So, Lord, give him patience. and help him to not lash out. And it doesn't, a little joke for your enjoyment. But the Holy Spirit interceding, Lord, they don't know what they're going to do. And the finances are there. And Lord, we know you're allowing them to suffer through this. But God, they're crying out. They don't have words. And God says, I know that the Spirit dwelling with man knows the spirit of man and makes known to me, as the scripture says. We don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. A groan or a short sigh is an inarticulate prayer. God likes short prayers. God likes prayers that get to the point, and the Spirit will jumpstart your inability. God also likes songs. They're all over the Bible, people praising him. God likes long prayers. There are chapters long prayers that God responds to. Look at Solomon praying at the opening of the temple in the book of Kings. And there's God showing up the next moment. God agrees that you should pray unceasingly. You know that. Prayers in English, prayers in Azerbaijani. And as Paul said, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I'm a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. Even in sighs, in short, inarticulate prayers, God is receiving your prayer. Are you letting it out at all? Are you turning to him for what you need? Did you think because you don't know how to pray that you cannot pray? The scripture teaches otherwise this morning. The Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. So if you feel that you're no good at praying, Paul is with you. God agrees, and it has found place in the Bible. We do not know what to pray for as we ought. And likewise, the Spirit helps in our weakness. And he who searches hearts, in verse 27, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.